joining you meeting. Please, we need more teachers, people who can lead groups, you know, in a Bible study kind of way. There are many people that are good teachers of the word, but also victory training is not really, you don't have to be a teacher. It's not like you're teaching. We're all learning. Both the person who leads the group and us, all we're learning. So we just need facilitators. I think that's maybe the right word for this, facilitators. And we need more hands. And the more you do it, the more you understand the scriptures more for yourself. You know, so can we have more people, you know, someone like Darlington. Darlington, supposed to be teaching victory training. So I don't know why he will not volunteer, you know. Is Biodun part of VA training? All of this is supposed to be in VA training. Tomiwa, they're supposed to be teaching victory training, you know. So I hope that even Biola should be a teacher of VA training. Every Sunday at 9:30, we do Bible study. We call it victory training. Some churches call it Sunday school for 30 minutes. It's interactive. It's life-changing. You get to understand the scriptures better. You have opportunity to ask questions that you don't get to ask in now. You know, if you raise up your hand now, I may not even attend to you, right? You know, because it's monologue. But during victory training, you get to really do more. So, please, I'm asking for people to volunteer. Is that okay? And I'll be meeting with you after service. This morning, I want to bring to conclusion my teaching on the four things that can stand on the way of your prayer. Four things that can stand on the way of your prayer. And I'm asking Father God that what you're seeking to do in the lives of your people this month, this year, nothing will stand on the way of it, oh God. Anything interfering with your relationship with us, I'm asking that you take it out of the way. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I ask, oh God, that as I minister now, let the people receive understanding. Let them receive this word. Let them be doers of the word. For everyone here, we receive grace, your grace, to not only hear and understand, but to go out there and live it. Thank you for helping us, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, everyone says amen. The first thing I said was unbelief. I said unbelief stands on the way of your prayer, because the Bible says, you know, if you pray, you have to believe you receive it for it to happen. That's in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. To have them, to have your prayer answered, you have to believe that you have received them. If you don't believe, if you entertain unbelief, you know, then you may never get what you've asked for. Because the realm of the spirit, you know, only operates in belief, in faith. Unbelief interfere with your connection to the realm of the spirit. And the second thing I said, is ignoring the Holy Spirit. And the Lord really has been dealing with me in this regard, you know, so seriously. And he has been charging me personally, myself, to develop intimacy with the Spirit and work more closely with the Holy Spirit. And I think this is what God is saying to the church, you know. And so we'll lay a lot of emphasis on the person of the Holy Spirit, knowing the will of God, hearing the Holy Spirit, working with the Holy Spirit, and all that this year, God helping us. One of the hindrances to the move of God in your life, to the manifestation of the miracle, that miracle you've been praying for, or that desire you've been hoping to see happen to you, one of the things that delayed it or has held that back is the fact that you are ignoring the Holy Spirit. I mean, we have to hear the Holy Spirit. I said the last time that sometimes when God is answering prayer, that answer does not come by way of a bang, like suddenly you discover that the door is opened, or suddenly that demon or that obstacle suddenly is off the way. Or you're praying for prosperity, and then one day you would go to your bank account and check and discover that there's £1 million in your bank account. Or come out from your bedroom to your lounge and find loads of money. You know, a lot of times God seldom do things that way. Or does things that way. Amen. A lot of times, I think most of the times, God answers prayers by speaking to us. He charges us on what to do to make what we are praying for come to pass. He speaks to us. There are things that he wants us to do to pave the way for that miracle to happen. And as a child of God, the Holy Spirit that indwells you would witness to you, would speak to you, would say, this is what to do. If only you can do this, the door will open. But as long as we ignore the Holy Spirit, we may be praying, we may be fasting, binding, you know, killing, and all that. And things would not be happening, because the breakthrough is tied to you hearing the Holy Spirit and obeying him. Hallelujah. I said here that it's a tragedy for a child of God not to know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to him. If you're someone that does not know the will of God, cannot discern when God is speaking to you, you will not maximize. You will not reach that full potential. So you and I need to develop ourselves spiritually so we can hear. But it's one thing to hear and know that God is speaking, and it's another thing to obey. Amen. Obey. Some of us know clearly what God has been saying to do, but we are ignoring him. We're disobeying him. He's been telling us to deal with this or deal with that or take that out of the way. Have I not spoken to you about this? Go and sort this thing out. But we've been ignoring him. And we're wondering why transformation has not come, why the breakthrough has not happened. It's because it's tied to obedience. Hallelujah. And I said, especially when you are dealing in a warfare, when you're dealing with forces, contending with the powers of darkness, there is no way you can win ignoring the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And a lot of us are where we are, limited because there are forces. There are forces, fighting your advancement, fighting your success. You need to open your spirit. Let God speak to you. And whatever he says, I said the scripture says to lean not unto thy own understanding, but to trust the Lord. Now, this is because sometimes what God is saying to do, your understanding will be unfruitful. You cannot grasp it. You cannot receive it. It doesn't make sense. The Bible says spiritual things are foolishness to the carnal mind. He cannot contain it. Hallelujah. So if you want to use your human wisdom, human senses to evaluate the word of God, you're never going to get it. You have to accept it by faith. It may not make sense to you, but you accept it by faith and do what God is saying. Hallelujah. You know, I shared a testimony here about a man of God who was praying for a certain blind man. He put his hand on the blind man and said, "Eyes open." And the eyes wouldn't open. He prayed and prayed. But we didn't know that he was having a battle inside him, because the Holy Spirit was saying to him, "If only you can pull out your tongue and wipe out those white things you see on his eyes, the eyes will open." But he was struggling with that. And he closed his eyes, pulled the guy towards him, used the tongue and cleaned the eyes, and the eyes opened. Boom. True story, something I know about, true story. Obedience. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I don't know if I've shared this testimony here, many years ago, I went on a mission field. And in the mission field, they brought me this young lady, maybe a teenager or so. I can't remember her age now. They brought her, and she's been unconscious for days. And they said, she's been like this for days. They didn't take her to the hospital. It's in a remote village, And I was praying for her, and the Holy Spirit told me, "Open your eyes." Sometimes it's good to watch and pray, isn't it? And when I opened my eyes, I noticed that there was a bangle, a kind of a chain, locally made chain, around her ankle. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, "If you can snap it off, just break it, she will wake." I tell you a true story, I lie not. I stooped down, I stopped praying. Sometimes it's obedience. I stooped down and I unchained her. I broke it. And instantly she sat. She looked and she said, What's happening? Where am I?" She said, "I'm hungry." And I said, "Go and feed her." Praise the Lord. Hearing the Holy Spirit. Will solve you a lot of waiting time. Will move you forward. So as a believer, you have to cultivate your spirit. You have to train yourself to hear the Holy Spirit. And you have to do whatever the Holy Spirit is saying to you. I shared a testimony on Friday. I said the first time my pocket was picked, I was at the car park, and this guy I led to Jesus some time ago, walked up to me and said, "Oh, hello, Brother Moses." They call me Brother Moses. They, "Hello, Brother Moses," blah, blah, blah. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, "Give him that money in your pocket." That was all I had. I needed some money for transportation and all that. I said, "Oh, don't worry." I said to my spirit, "I will obey God. I'll just find a way of sending him money some other time," blah, blah, blah. And I jumped into the bus, and I waited. The bus got filled. The way they do in Africa? When the bus got filled, then the conductor will go around, asking for the transport fare. So the bus was filled. I was sat comfortably. And then he went around the conductor asking people for money. When it got to me, I put my hand in my pocket. The money was gone. I was so embarrassed because they had to ask me to go out. And I ended up trekking, for a long distance. Possibly if I'd obeyed God and I'd given, possibly something would have happened. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I've experienced miracle through giving before. Now, I've shared this testimony here. I said the reason why I'm in Europe today was because some time ago, in the middle of a service like this one, while the service was going on, God spoke to me. And I didn't know why God was speaking to me that way, but God spoke to me to put aside my salary for a number of months. And I asked my wife, I said, "Listen, this is what I feel the Holy Spirit is saying." She said, "If the Holy Spirit is saying we should do that, let's do it." Glory be to God. Then my wife was pregnant for our first child, and I was very poor and broke, a very poor pastor. Very broke. As a matter of fact, with time, I developed some resentment as a pastor, some bitterness. Because the church had very wealthy people. Medical doctors who run their private hospitals, university lecturers, professors, bankers. But when service finishes, they will all drive home. They will all jump into their cars and they all drive home and leave me in the church. And I will have to trek because I was broke. I didn't even have a bicycle. And I'll walk home. And I will come back home a single man, and before I got married, a single man, and really hungry and no food in the house. And the Holy Spirit, whether he has not spoken to them or they are disobeying, I don't know, but that was my situation then. And I was wondering what kind of people am I pastoring? And so when the Holy Spirit was telling me to put aside my salary for this number of months, I struggled with him. I struggled. I said, what are you saying? You can see that I can't even take care of myself with this one. And you want to collect it. And God said, keep it. Or you give it, your condition is the same. But I can be your exceeding great reward. And I leaned to my wife and she said, if God says to do it, let's do it. My salary then was paid to me via my area pastor, my senior pastor. He gives me check. I didn't even have a bank account. Praise the Lord. And I didn't know anything about direct debit. But because I didn't want to be tempted, I went to him. I said, look, I went to that church the other day and I made this commitment. And I don't want to be tempted. Please don't give him my salary for this number of months. Just transfer it straight to them. And the next 6 months was trying, was challenging. You know the story. I've shared it here. Some months later, my wife put to bed Dorcas, a beautiful baby daughter. And suddenly people were coming in, giving us baby nappies, 3 months, 6 months baby nappies, 6 months pants and clothes and all that. And I was saying, wow, thank you, Jesus. So God made me give up my salary because he wanted to take care of our daughter. But you know, 3 months after Dorcas was born, I received a letter that I've been transferred from nowhere, that I've been transferred to go to Germany. This is how I came to Europe. From nowhere. I've never met Pastor Iyadebue before. I don't know how it happened. I was in one bush somewhere. As a matter of fact, eventually they transferred me from that rich people's church and took me to one place called Yola. And the church they asked me to go and pastor was 2-bedroom, a room and parlor. We call it in Africa a room and parlor. 2 rooms. They broke the partition to open it up. And it was in the outskirts of the town in a swamp. And the villagers would plant rice all around. And then you have to put block to access it. And when I got there, I was saying, what did I do, Lord? What did I do after all these seeds, after all that? But you see, 3 months after, from out of nowhere, I got a letter saying, you've been moved to Germany. Whew! I didn't have a passport. Never prayed. I prayed for increase. I prayed for impactful ministry. I prayed for growth. But never imagined living in Europe. Amen. Never imagined preaching outside of, at the most, Benin Republic, Ghana, Cameroon. I didn't know I would. I mean, someone like me, maybe you didn't know where I'm coming from. Someone like me didn't know I could access Europe. I could go to Canada or United States of America and minister. And South Africa and all that. So I arrived in Germany. And the person I was taking over, a big man. When he was in Nigeria, he was a big man. I was nowhere near anyone that would relieve him. You know, because I was from that little church. But where he came from, he was coordinating the whole of the northeast of Nigeria. So he took me, and in his car, we're driving, cruising on their autobahn, the motorway. They call it autobahn. He was going so fast. You could feel the wind. And in the midst of the wind, that voice I heard in that church spoke again, and I recognized it. He said, I didn't ask you to lay down, make those sacrifices, so I can give you baby clothes and baby nappies. I wanted to see if you can trust me. And because you obeyed, I've opened to you the nations. I've opened to you the nations. And you're concerned about your welfare. And for the rest of your life, you and your generation after you will never be poor. Praise the Lord. This is my story. It didn't make any sense to me. Now, the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you here and there. You may not understand why. It may not make any sense to you. If only you learn to hearken and do. Are you listening to me? I was telling them on Friday. Was it Friday morning? I said, this month, I want you to practice working with the Holy Spirit. Practice working with the Holy Spirit. Now, you don't become an expert in something except you exercise yourself. You have to practice it. Some of you can't discern the voice of the Spirit because you have not practiced it. And this morning, I'm asking you to practice. Yeah? Sometimes you may think it's the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, but it's actually your mind. It's okay. Eventually, you got to understand how to separate your mind from the voice of the witness, the Spirit inside. So when you wake up in the morning, You know, listen to him. If he says, don't eat breakfast, don't eat breakfast. Hallelujah. Listen to him. If he says, that cloth you are thinking of wearing, I don't want you to wear it today. You want to go for that interview? This is how I want you to dress. Dress this way. Package yourself this way. Are you listening to me? Hearken to the Holy Spirit. If he wakes you up in the night, at midnight, to pray, don't go to sleep. Pray. As a matter of fact, if he wakes you up, you don't even know why you are, just begin to pray. Don't argue, is it the Spirit? How am I know it's the Spirit? Just obey. It's better to obey and get it wrong than not to obey at all. I share with them a story about my wife. I'm talking about ignoring the Holy Spirit. I may not finish what I'm doing today. I thought I would. But God wants me to dwell on this a bit more. I was sharing a story about my wife. I said, shortly before we got married, my wife almost got raped. Some guy bounced on her. But the reason why he didn't succeed was because that morning or that evening, she was going to church for choir rehearsal that evening. And she stepped out of her house in a skirt. My wife then liked wearing mini skirts. That's how I noticed those legs. Are you with me? She stepped out, and as she was going, she shared with me that story many years ago. The Holy Spirit told her that that's not what I wanted to wear. So she went in and changed and came out with something. It's long, almost to here, way below the knee. But it's like, name because it's baggy. Knickerbocker. They call it knickerbocker. It's like skirt, but it's trousers. That was what she came out with that day. So the man, all he thought was she was wearing a skirt. All he was trying to do was lift it up, and he discovered it wasn't coming off. And in the midst of that struggle, she hit him and freed herself. She hit him where it really hurt. The Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, some of the people who have invested in something, believers especially, and it flopped, if you tell them to look at how it got started, or just think, they will tell you, actually, something inside was telling me not to. That's something that they violated is the voice of the Spirit. That person who crashed into another person's car, he will tell you that actually, when I came out, the Holy Spirit was telling me I shouldn't even come this road. Or I'm not supposed to drive today. Every day the Holy Spirit is seeking to teach you, lead you, guide you, instruct you, take from God and show it to you. Your transformation will happen by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, as we behold, as in a glass, the glory of God, as we see the Word, the glory of God in the Word, we are transformed from glory to glory by the same Spirit. He performs transformation. He wrought miracles. He releases the blessing as we listen and we follow. It's a partnership. Say, the Holy Spirit is my partner. He guides me every day into all truths. Today, in the name of Jesus, I receive hearing ears obedient hearts. I confess in the name of Jesus, I'm a hearer of the word and a doer of the same. And in the name of Jesus, I receive more grace to do the work of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody says amen. Amen. So, ignoring the spirit is one of the reasons why we are held back, held down, and hindered. Even if you cannot explain it, it doesn't make any sense to you. That irritation you feel in your spirit may be an indication. That uncomfortability, you feel so uncomfortable. You can't even make a sense of it, but there's this uncomfortability inside you. You've prayed about that, but you feel restless inside of you. Don't violate it, please. Hallelujah. We walk with the Holy Spirit and we're praying. Heaven will open. In obedience, we move forward steadily until we become all that God has ordained for us. So I release you this week into the hands and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking that as you pray, as you open the word to read, you will hear him. Some of you will hear the Holy Spirit in a way that you never thought you could hear. He will come so clearly, so precise, and you will know that this one is supernatural. Hallelujah. And when it does matter, when it's crucial, he will come so strong, so strong. I declare that as you obey, your breakthrough will come. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And this month, I see you rising. I see you rising. Lift up your hand. I see you rising. I see limitations falling off. Amen. Barriers falling off. Amen. Embargoes being removed. I see you rising. All the things that held you back all these years, I see them falling out of the way. In the name of Jesus, I see you shining forth. You are shining forth. You are shining forth. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that which belongs to you shall no man take away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Give the Lord a clap of praise, somebody. Hallelujah.